It's your program if you take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy them all on us as we go to your phone calls. Starting with Bradley in Iowa, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bradley.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, the city that I live in is expanding a two-lane road to five lanes. And my friend's parents live on this road, and they have about a quarter mile of frontage.
Okay.
And I think most reasonable people think that when they steal your property, they're going to give you money. The city will give you money for it.
Generally, yeah. Normally that's what they do.
Yeah, well, instead of getting a check, they sent them a bill for $140,000.
What? What?
They want them to pay for the road, apparently, the construction in front of their property for this road.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
And so if they don't pay, then what?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure of the consequences, but they've sued the city right now, and the city keeps on dropping their price.
I bet they do.
Eventually they'll get in. So it's down to $90,000 right now.
Oh, what a deal. What a deal. Well, let's just cut a check then.
Yeah.
I mean, who plans for this stuff? I mean, nobody budgets for this. This is completely out of the blue, completely arbitrary. I mean, at least with property taxes, even though they do go up every year and you're never really sure exactly how much they're going to go up, at least you understand generally about what it is that they're going to be demanding from you for property taxes. I'm not defending it for one moment, but I'm just pointing out that at least you know what you're getting into, kind of. With this, you buy yourself a house. If you're like a lot of people, you're buying your house on credit, and you've got a certain budget that you can make every single month. You can make X amount of payment toward the house. Sometimes maybe you can throw a few extra bucks that way if you happen to have a little bit extra, you know. But you've got bills to pay, you've got mouths to feed, you've got a life to live, and nobody expects to get a $90,000 bill from the government for a plot of road out in front of their house, and they're just right out of the blue, and now they owe it to them, or else they're going to probably steal their entire property from them.
It's so unusual, I can't imagine that'll happen, but they'll probably scare them into giving them some kind of money.
Yeah, and then even if you do pay for the road, you don't own the road. It's not yours. They're not going to let you stake a claim. So the whole thing is nutso. Let me know. Let us know if you hear more about this case. You said they're suing, right?
Yeah, they're suing. The city's already come down and cut down all the trees in front of their house to clear this area, even though it's in court right now.
Some people like trees in front of their houses, by the way. I like the trees in front of my house.
Mm.
So the city is basically acting as though they own the property, even though there has been no agreement or no deal done.
Right. And in addition, once it's all done, they're putting a sidewalk in, so they're responsible for clearing a quarter mile of sidewalk, or else they'll get fined when it snows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is amazing to me. Like, I have no idea. I don't know if I've got some responsibility to clear the property out. I mean, my house is right up on a road here in Keene, and my neighbor, the guy that rents from me, clears it out. I don't think he's doing it because he feels like there's some law forcing him to, but maybe there is. I don't even know. It's all very confusing to me, and I think it's pretty disgusting. Or they're going to fine him if he doesn't clear off the
yeah, you can get fined if they don't clear. And it's a quarter mile. It's quite a bit.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
Yeah, you don't want to shovel that.
Right, so now he gets to pay some company, because he's not going to do it himself. He's probably going to have to pay somebody to come in there and keep that walkway clear. That can't be that cheap. Amazing. Oh. Thank you for the story tonight, Bradley. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So it brings back up the old question that we've asked so many times on this program, or I've asked, is, well, what is this government anyway? I mean, by all accounts, they are a gang of people using threat of force to foist their way upon innocent folks who've never harmed other people. I mean, these violent people calling themselves government are a dangerous gang. But their own documentation, their own rule books, their constitutions and all that stuff, their own rules say pretty clearly that it's by the consent of the governed. At least that's what it says here in New Hampshire. And I know that there's similar text in other constitutions around the country.
What they generally mean by that is the consent of the majority of the governed, you know? I don't see how that is exactly.
That's a fantasy. Yeah, someone over at the Freekeen blog at freekeen.com was going back and forth with me on comments last night trying to convince me that, well, majoritarianism is the way things are in this country, and just because you don't agree with it doesn't mean it's not the case, and blah, 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 blah.
I'd agree with him.
I just don't, you know, I don't care. You know, he said, well, your argument is blah, 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 and my argument is this and that. And I said, well, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just pointing out the violent people and encouraging people like us who are not violent against our neighbors to stop obeying these violent gangsters. That's all I'm doing. I'm not trying to argue my point. My point is quite clear, and there's no debating it. These people are willing to use violence against their neighbors to get their way. That's despicable. Stop cooperating. That's what I'm saying. I don't care if 9 out of 10 people on my street decide they don't like the tree out in front of my house and want to cut it down.
Yeah. Why? Who cares?
Majority rules, Mark. That's the society we live in, and you consent to it just by being here.
And, you know, the thing is we really don't live in majority rules. I mean, you know, that's what they'll say. But the fact is it isn't. The majority of people don't vote at all, especially in local elections.
That's true.
I mean, you know, the numbers can be in the 90 percentile of people that don't vote in local elections. We've read some on the air that they've had elections and nobody came, but they still, believe me, they get a bureaucrat in that position.
Oh, yeah. Well, the bureaucrats don't just throw up their hands and say, oh, no, the citizens have decided they don't want to vote. Well, majority rule. Guess we're all going to go home. No, they don't do that. They just say, oh, well, silence is consent. So then they go about their business.
Right. And, you know, and then once the official gets in there, once the person gets into the seat of power, they do whatever they want, and it doesn't matter what the majority said. Yeah, you can kick them out in 2 years or 4 years or 6 years or however long, but at that point they've lined their pockets and they've got their little agenda pushed through, and then you've got to fight them in court to get it out, and it didn't cost them a dime.
The whole system is effed, and in my opinion, the best solution is to stop cooperating with it.
Yep.
So that's what some of us are doing up here.
I said in a letter to my town government yesterday that I read on the air, and I think that really makes sense, is that the town says that it gets its power from the state. The state will say it gets its power from the people. And that's bullcrap, because the people can't tell me what to spend my money on. None of those people can tell me what to spend my money on, so therefore all of them can't tell me what to spend it on.
This is true. It's logically inconsistent, but yet it's amazing how many people are 100% in agreement with that inconsistency.
That's because they've been indoctrinated since kindergarten.
Right.
Well, let's vote on it, kids.
Right.
What do you want? Do you want to go with the green one or the blue one?
Which is exactly why I don't play into that paradigm anymore. When someone tries to present that paradigm as though it's legitimate because a bunch of people say so, it's not persuasive to me. Like, I'm sorry, nothing you can say... There's no argument that you can make that will make me repudiate my belief system of not aggressing against my neighbor. I cannot repudiate that. I'm not a violent person. I'm not going to harm other people. I have no reason to hurt my neighbors. I'm not going to do such a thing. And I'm not going to hire people to do it for me, calling themselves the government. And I don't care what you say about how, well, that's the way things are here. Well, screw that. Things are going to change. And if you don't like it, then you can leave. How about that? 800-259-9231. There are plenty of places. If you're here in New Hampshire and you're one of those people that likes big government and likes the way things are, you should start looking into Massachusetts and New York and Vermont, because it's going to change here. The rest of the places, none of my concern. I hope it changes there, too. I hope that freedom expands out from New Hampshire, that this message infects so many people, that the governments, just kind of in a chain reaction, begin to lose their legitimacy in the eyes of their victims, and that governments crumble all around the world. That would be the ideal, because a world that was actually free would certainly be better and far more wealthy than one little area that's free. But, you know, if you don't want your freedom, then you don't have to have it.
You know, when you say governments crumbling around the world, you've said in the past, and I think that you actually heard it originally from our friend Menno Troyer, that that you want to do away with, not with government as much as the authoritarian model of government that we currently have.
And I want to replace it with voluntary interaction. I wouldn't call that replacement a government, but if it makes you feel better, you can.
And if it governs your behavior, if you sign a contract that governs your behavior, then I guess it's government.
More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
Do you really think God loves everybody? I mean, everybody.
Well, I wrote the book that said he loves me, so I hope he loves everybody else.
Was that just about you?
That's what one guy said one time. I really like this book. It tells me how much God loves me. I said, no, it says God loves me. My name's on the cover, not yours.
It's a great book. And it's and you know what? As far as a book that follows the Shack, for somebody that really is struggling with the idea even that God may actually love them, He Loves Me is a great follow-up.
Imagine that we have to write a book on that. I mean, there's nothing more certain from Scripture than that God loves me. And yet religion has taught us about a God that we need to be afraid of, that's terrible and almost tyrannical at times.
Well, put you on a performance treadmill that you're hoping that you can do enough good stuff to be pleasing to Him. Why not start there?
Which is where Jesus wants us to start. This God already loves you. And if you learn to live in that love, everything in your life that needs to sort out will.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Fact, rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution, detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutriMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. If you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy all that on us at freetalklive.com. And those features include the wiki. You can get interactive with over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. You can create virtually anything on there. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and edit what you want. Let's go to the phones and your calls about anything. JC is on the line in Alabama. Hello, JC.
Hi, Libertations, gentlemen.
Hey, sir, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is that in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I am going to be arriving in New Hampshire.
Wow, congratulations.
Excellent.
In advance, are you arriving permanently or is it a visitation?
I am arriving permanently much sooner than I thought I was going to.
Let me give you a little bit of applause here. There we go.
You know, it's a good thing because some people that are going to be arriving a little later than they thought, they feel bad for it. And, you know, I'm sure there's just as many people out there that have decided they wanted to move even earlier than they had committed to or decided to. And, you know, it's sort of make up for the people that have to move a little later.
So let me ask you, even though I didn't sign up as one of the first 1,000, do I still count if I arrive in the next month or so?
I don't
believe so.
I don't think anyone's keeping a track of the
Well, you will count
first.
If you're a Free State Project member. Are you a Free State Project member?
Yep.
Okay. Well, then there's counters. If you go to freestateproject.org, which, of course, is the Free State Project 20,000 liberty-loving activists moving to New Hampshire, there are counters up at the top. One of them is a moved counter. So you will count towards the moved counter, which is more important than whether or not all 1,000 people move for the first 1,000.
For sure. Well, I owe it to you guys and your constant arguing back and forth that got me going and gave me the courage and helped me to convince my wife, which was very
excellent.
Difficult.
So what was it that you said it was going to, you thought it was going to take you longer, but it managed to be moved up. What were the circumstances that allowed that to happen for you?
Well, nice mommy government promised to intervene into the mortgage industry. Thus, my uncle's business went belly up.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was going to work for him, but not anymore. And I got accepted to Southern New Hampshire University to do grad school.
Huh.
And I'll be starting school in September, and the radio station there says that if I want to have a radio show, I can do it, and they don't mind having a political radio show. I guess, can you guess what it's going to be about?
I don't know, probably Liberty.
Yeah, there you go.
So this is a college station, college radio?
Yeah, it broadcasts on AM 1620 in Manchester.
Oh, cool.
And they're open to the idea of adding some more low-power AM transmitters in the area to
cool.
increase coverage. So.
Neat. Hey, well, you know, when you get there and you get kind of on the inside and you get to know some of the people at the station, if they're looking for some programming, suggest Free Talk Live when you get a chance.
Oh, you better believe I'm going to do it. Hey, guys, I'm on Podcast Alley, and I'm looking at the votes. Just wanted to – you may have been talking about it earlier in the day, but I didn't hear. But just to let everybody know, FTL is in fourth place,
and
they are 57 votes behind the number one spot.
Is it the Muggle guys again?
Not the Muggles this time. It's Keith and the Girl, which always, you know, they always perform pretty well in the early portion of the month, and
we'll
then
they
peter off. But the fact is, the sooner we're number one means that there's somebody coming to Podcast Alley right now for the very first time, and what they're seeing is the list of top 10 right there on the right hand side, and they're saying to themselves, "Oh, the best podcast in the world is Keith and the Girl," and they're mistaken. The best podcast is unfortunately sitting at number 4, and we have to take care of that immediately.
All right. Hey, thanks for the heads up on that, JC, and congratulations in advance. But don't forget to post if you need some help moving. Go to nhfree.com and post over there. And as you know, a bunch of free staters are going to show up when you arrive, and they'll help you unload your truck, and you won't even have to do any work hardly yourself at that point. Thanks for the call,
dude. It's good to know.
Yes, sir. Thank you. 800-259-9231. More people coming to New Hampshire as the weeks go on. Those numbers incrementing on the Free State Project's website to show that we've got hundreds of liberty activists already here. They're already making a difference. Some of them are plugging into the political scene. Some of them are plugging in to different things in the marketplace world of activism, and we're seeing some tremendous results already. It's only going to get better as the ranks increase of the people here in the state, and they really are the best activists I've ever come across. We were talking about the Fully Informed Jury Association outreach that's going to be going on here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, next week, which is the first time I think it's happened here. And hopefully it will be the first of many where a number of activists are going to show up at the courthouse at 8 a.m. on Monday morning. And we're going to hand out Fully Informed Jury Association information to let the jurors, the potential jurors that are showing up that morning for their little conscription, to let them know that they have the ability as a juror to reject the law itself. If they disagree with the law, they can vote not guilty because of that. Now, usually you're not actually supposed to tell the judge that you are nullifying. You can just say you failed to prove your case. because they don't like it that you nullify. I think that's like a lot of people are scared of actually coming out and telling the judge that. But you can vote not guilty based on your thoughts on the law. So you can go to FIJA.org if you want to learn more about that. That's FIJA.org. And, of course, if anything interesting happens Monday, we'll let you know. 1-800-259-9231 to Rick in Colorado. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Rick?
Hey, I was just, I like this whole idea of freedom and all. Do you have enough room for everybody over there?
I think we can fit them in.
For everybody? Yeah, probably. The marketplace is pretty good at scaling up to demand.
Where is New Hampshire?
Really? Is that a serious question?
Mm-hmm.
It's in the northeast in the United States.
New England, we call it.
Yeah, New England.
So it's near New England?
It is in New England.
Yeah.
Near New York?
It's east of New York and north of Massachusetts. Really? Is this a serious question?
Yes. I was actually going to talk about this. I've always kind of been a free thinker and trying to be self-reliant and all.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I didn't have a job for like a 10-year stretch. And I've always kind of like do bartering and whatnot, you know.
Okay.
But when I go, sometimes I need to get a job, you know.
Yeah.
When I go looking for a job, I have a tough time filling out an application. So it makes me unemployable.
When you say you have a tough time filling out the application, what's that mean?
Because I don't have no job references.
Oh.
So they say you're worthless, basically.
Well, wait, what kind of jobs are you going after?
Well, I'm a mechanic. I restore cars. I got a Class A driver's license, commercial driver's license. But nobody will hire me because of that.
It seems strange to me. I mean, you can't start on some sort of low-level rung. You can't start the janitor or something like that and get some job experience.
Possibly. That might be a good idea.
Maybe you're setting your sights a little bit too high. I mean, because I understand where those businesses are coming from. I mean, nobody really wants to hire somebody for a important position that doesn't really have a history or someone they can call up and say, hey, is this guy a good worker? They're a little bit scared about doing that. But if you're willing to, you know, take a minimum wage job or some very low paying job in order to prove yourself, then that could help you sort of, again, move up the rungs and get to where you want to be. But you have to be willing to, you know, to be humble enough to take a kind of a position like that. And I thank you for the call tonight, and I wish you good luck. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come, we got to talk about the latest on the national service or national slavery situation here in this country, and of course get your thoughts about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. and it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called brown gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car.
During the month of August,
visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You're listening to GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Those include, by the way, the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, just click and download from the front page of the website for free. Lots of archives. In fact, an entire year's worth we give you a giveaway to you at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you and your business, so their staff is respectful, they record every call they make, and they've got the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That is SACL, C-A-I. To your phone calls, we go. Dave, calling from the People's Republic of somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, hey, Mark. How you doing this evening?
Just great, what's Dave. What's on your mind?
I'd like to talk about Target. You guys say you like to shop there.
Well, I have enjoyed shopping at Target. It's a nice, clean retail establishment. I don't enjoy the fact that they support national service, and we are actually investigating that. But what were your thoughts?
Their home accessories are kind of trendy too.
Okay. They got a lot of nice good stuff. But if you Google Target Police Lab and read the Washington Post article, you might find it interesting to find out two of the topics you guys talked about tonight.
Were you the guy that sent me that article?
Yeah.
Because I did get that story.
About Prince George County's police being involved with Target?
Yeah, what's going on is, from what I understood of the story, Target has got, I guess they've done some real development on the technology that they use within their stores for loss control, which is, you know, the department where they, you know, they put their cameras up and they want to make sure that they're not losing items out the front door to reduce their costs and keep their prices low. So loss control is a really important department in the world of retail. And basically Target has been giving their technology to police departments in order to help them supposedly solve crimes. And, you know, I looked at that story and I thought, well, this might be interesting to bring up. That was my first thought, oh, Target, you know, supporting the police state. But at the same time, it's not as egregious of a violation as their support of national service, because in that case, what they're probably doing is they're just saying, well, we want to do what we can do to help solve crime. And, you know, when an organization like Target takes a position like that, it's not like they're coming out specifically to help the cops with a war on drugs or something like that. They probably feel like they're contributing to something that will help reduce crime. And when people normally think of crime, they normally think of violent crime. So I figured we'd give them a pass on that one. Just because their intentions, I think, are good. And we believe their intentions may be good with this national service thing.
Yeah, I do believe they are. I think they likely haven't looked into it as thoroughly as they should have.
But that's what we want them to do, is we want them to look into this national service and then make a decision as to whether or not they continue supporting it or not. I think the boycott should wait. I don't think anybody should boycott quite yet. We need to inquire, find out what their true position is, and then once we determine that, then we can begin boycotting the company. So they either recant their position and we continue shopping with them, or they don't and they keep supporting slavery and we don't shop there anymore.
Did you read the entire article at all?
I scanned through most of it. I can't say I read every single word.
Oh, okay, well, what do you think about Target and the SWAT team? Does that change your opinion at all?
What were they doing with the SWAT team? I don't recall that part.
On the very end of the article, the person who was arrested on a speedboat, I guess, he questioned informants, got to know some of the suspects, and was there as a federal SWAT team surrounded one of the ringleaders on a speedboat in Minnesota. I can only gather that the guys on a speedboat in Minnesota maybe bring something from Canada.
I don't know, but what's that have to do with Target's technology? How did Target help them? Dave, how did Target help them with that?
Well, you're going to have to read the article, man.
I don't have it in front of me. I figured I'd ask you. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I figured, you know, we'd give them a pass on that one just because what company will come out and say we oppose the police state? I mean, there's nobody. You could go to Walmart and say, well, Target's supporting the police. Do you guys want to repudiate your position? And, you know, do you want to come out against the police in order to get my business? There's no winning on this.
No,
there's,
I wouldn't think so.
There's no way that we can get Target to stop giving money to the cops.
And if you go after every company for every sort of getting in bed with the government that there is out there,
it'll never end.
You're just not going to shop anywhere. You're going to end up going to your next door neighbor,
right,
that you know, that grows organic vegetables, and that's how you're going to eat.
Yeah. So, you know, you have to draw a line somewhere in the society that we're in, and that seems to be a line that's worthy of drawing, because you're never going to get any company to come out against the police, and so you just might as well leave that one alone. But to get a company to come out against slavery, I think is a pretty reasonable thing.
I would agree.
Right. So that's what we're trying
Plus,
to do.
Plus, you're stopping the growth of government as opposed to trying to shrink the government. It's easier, you know, you're stopping the growth of the status quo as opposed to, you know, preventing the status quo.
But I appreciate Dave bringing that to our attention.
Oh, yeah.
And let's go to your phone calls. And to the AMP line, unscreened, who is this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Dan in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Dan. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about market-based activism versus political activism, but there's something else I just found about this morning that I thought you'd be interested in.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the online search engine called Cool?
C-U-I-L?
Yes.
Yeah,
I have not.
It's brand new. Well, I'm hip on this.
You are
stuff.
Hip.
Yeah, I'm cutting edge.
Yeah, wow, Mark is up on something technologically that Ian isn't.
It was in the Freedom's Phoenix. I read it from top to bottom. Ian just scans it.
Yeah, what's so special about this particular engine?
Well, it was designed by a couple of Google engineers, and they objected to Google's privacy policy. So what they have done is they've created a search engine that searches the entire web, has complete user policy, and they also use private arbitration instead of government courts. So
wow.
I like what I hear.
That's pretty cool.
Same here.
And so basically they learned, you know, they went and they worked for Google, learned a thing or two, and they went out and started up their own business.
Yep. It's like Mark said, it's C-U-I-L. It's an old Irish word for knowledge, but it looks like it could be a serious contender with Google. Right now it's not quite as good quality, but it's brand new. So.
It's pretty neat. I, looking at it, I kind of like the way it searches.
It's black. The page is black instead of white.
It's
different.
I searched my name and Free Talk Live and, you know, just to try it out.
Neat. Hey, I appreciate you you bringing that to our attention. I will definitely take a closer look. But, you know, just on the issue of a couple of employees breaking off from Google and going to start their own company, this is the kind of thing that companies like, you know, plumbers and more established non-internet companies, this is the kind of reason why companies who are established go to the government to lobby for regulation, because they don't want you coming, working for them, learning all the tricks of the trade, in whatever, you know, fill in the blank industry. They don't want you coming in and learning a thing or two and then going running off and competing with them. So if they get regulations passed, like if there was some sort of regulatory agency for the internet, and if you wanted to open a new search engine, you'd have to go through them, then, you know, cool.com probably wouldn't have been able to jump over whatever hoops would have been put up. Luckily, the internet doesn't have those kind of regulators, and so these guys could just go run right out and start their own website without having to ask anybody's permission. But if you're an apprentice for a plumber, or you're, you know, one of the AC, the install techs for a heating and cooling company, and you want to go out and start your own company, even if you've got a little bit of capital, you better have a lot more on hand, because you got to pay a bunch of licensing fees and bribes to the government officials. That's what licensing fees are, aren't they? Bribes. And you've got to jump through a bunch of hoops and prove yourself to these government bureaucrats before they'll allow you to run your business. So these are the things, you know, it's stories like that that really bother people with established businesses, because they don't want competition. And so more power to these guys. I hope they have success with their website. And I thank you for the call. Certainly appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, a caller earlier brought up Target. We're going to keep talking about them here in a moment. The latest on the Service Nation controversy. National slavery. Target has endorsed slavery. But they're not the only company. There are more. In fact, we'll name some more names here in a moment as we continue to wait to get a response from these Target people as to what their position is.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy-fix supply gives you 2 months' worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free on our website. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their site, so enjoy ours free at freetalklive.com.
In this time of high gas prices and rising costs of traveling, air travel, you can meet online. You can have a little meeting. You can have everybody's desktop show what's going on your desktop, and you can sell your clients that way. It's webex.com. That's WEBEX.com. Webex.com. You can go code the 600-600, and it'll save you. Oh, no, it'll get you a free webcam, right? And you can start your free trial for, I think it's 30 days. Webex.com.
There you go. 800-259-9231. So we've been talking all week long about a very disturbing story from Time Magazine, where they've been talking about this idea of national service. And we've talked about national service for years on this program. It's been batted around for a long time in the realm of the government people there in D.C. And if you never heard of it before, basically they want to force all Americans between the ages of 18 and 42 to work for 2 years for some government bureaucracy. That's the basics of national service. Now, they call it voluntary because you get to choose which government bureaucracy you work for. That's how it's voluntary in their minds. To us, to those of us who actually understand voluntary interaction, no, that's not voluntary because you're being forced to work for a government bureaucracy. So it seems pretty clear to me what's going on here, and it's clear to our listeners. We were talking about this national service. The organization that's promoting it right now is called Service Nation, and it's a coalition of various different companies and charities from around the country that are allegedly coming together on September 11th to have a national summit about service and how we can inspire our Americans to serve more. And, you know, when they talk about it in their flowery language, as they do with their rose-colored glasses on, it makes it sound like they're just talking about volunteering. And if that's what they were talking about, then I'd be fine with it, because I'm all in favor of volunteering.
Sure.
I'm a voluntarist, after all. And so I'm in favor of going down to the soup kitchen and helping out, or going and, you know, helping after a disaster.
Who's not in favor of volunteering inside their community? And I think that that's what a lot of these companies, a lot of people that are involved with Service Nation, really believe is going on.
Right.
Because they'll use the term voluntary inside of their language. But it's not voluntary. If I was drafted into the military, but I had a choice of going into the infantry or the armored cavalry, would it then be voluntary simply because I get to choose for one or the other? That's not voluntary, and what they're proposing isn't voluntary either.
So we've picked the biggest organization. They've got a certain, you know, hierarchy. Some companies will come in at a bigger level than other companies, so they'll be mentioned bigger,
right,
basically. So Target was one of the big guys, right? And Home Depot's in there, too, but Target was bigger. So we're going to go after Target first, and we're going to find out exactly if they understand what it is that they're supporting. And if they understand it, are they willing to redact their statements in favor of it in order to prevent a boycott from happening, because that's what I think the next step should be. If they don't back away from this support of national slavery, then I don't want to shop with them anymore. And that's what we've been talking about this week. Turns out, Mark, that there was a post on Facebook. Somebody posted a link, because there's some discussion on our BBS over at bbs.freetalklive.com. They posted a link to a Facebook thread by a employee of Target. And I was reading through this, and the guy was really upset with what was going on with Target, and I thought, wow, this guy's got a lot of passion. Like, he's really into this, and he was talking about maybe even quitting his job and, you know, filming some videos about this and trying to get it out there into the media that a Target employee is willing to quit over their support of this national slavery program. And I thought, man, this guy's great. We got to get him on the show. So I sent him an email. Turns out he's already a devoted listener to Free Talk Live.
Well, go figure.
I should have been able to guess by the way he was talking, right? I mean, he sounded like he was a listener to the show, and his name is Jermaine, actually, and I'm on his blog right now. It's jermainejustice.baywords.com, and he's got a little blog post up here called, I Work at Target, and I Dislike Their Support of National Service. A few days ago, I heard some shocking news of how the company I currently work for, Target, is involved in sponsoring the Service Nation organization. At a glance, Service Nation seems like a wonderful place for volunteers to get more active in bureaucrat positions. I have no idea why anyone would want to become a bureaucrat. Wouldn't that mean more money from tax victims needed to pay them? But whatever, right? I can see why some people wouldn't see a problem with that. Help people in need? Actually, it gets worse. After doing some research, I found that Service Nation actually supports the National Service Act. Do a little web search for these organizations, read some of their own website's words, and find something repulsive to anyone who likes freedom and liberty. The National Service Act would include a mandatory recruiting system for American citizens between the ages of 18 and 42. Did you get that? The Americans for National Service Act is in favor of bringing back a draft that is to encourage more members of the military as well as many other government jobs. And we all know how well people perform at their no-competition government jobs. You can see their logic expressed in their Frequently Asked Questions page explaining how they think it's not mandatory, since one would get to choose which position they worked at, and how they believe American bureaucrats are cheaper than outsourcing jobs. Aside from all this, you have to ask yourself what the difference is between national service and slavery. Now, I really hate even using that word because of the awful things it brings up, right, but I don't know much of a better word. Let's just use the term United States Constitution uses, involuntary servitude. I think it's somewhat clear. Forcing someone to work, no matter how awesome the work is still involuntary servitude. How about letting individuals choose how to run their life and do good in the world? I have no problem with getting groups of people together to save the world, but don't do it on tax victims' dollar, and don't do it in the name of a draft. It messes with people's lives and is just morally repulsive. Competition and personal choice is what the world truly uses to better itself, and I think the guilt, especially in the society, has been growing way too fast. Did I mention some of the grassroots stuff for Service Nation is going to be held in New York on September 11th? Perhaps more people will be on a bigger guilt trip when looking up at the wonderful landscape of New York City, being asked to sign a petition to help those in need through the threat of violence. So as a target team member, which is their brand term for employee, I'm planning in the coming weeks to do a little protest boycott experimentation, possibly followed up with my resignation from the company. Be sure to check out my stories, videos, and information on my website, JermaineJustice.com. Apparently he has his own YouTube channel as well, and he is planning on talking to us here on the air. He mentions Free Talk Live in his blog post. In fact, we've scheduled to bring him on the program tomorrow night at the very beginning of our Saturday show, when, of course, we have the most listeners on with Free Talk Live to talk about this with our biggest audience. He says, let it be known that I realize Target may not have fully realized and been aware they were supporting a draft all this time. I can imagine they've been told it's a great way to bring volunteers into the world, and Target's very community-based, and they love that stuff. My objective is to make it clear to the people of Target and its customers that this could be something worse. Call it a draft, call it mandatory national service, call it involuntary servitude. It all sounds rotten to me. Maybe my next topic to talk about will be about how the income tax is just as bad. So this guy sounds like he is willing to get active on this, and he is getting active on this. And I think that we should do whatever we can to support him.
You know, I agree.
As far as I'm concerned, he should be the focal point of all this. I mean, as somebody who works for Target, beyond just us, you know, radio loudmouths who just, we're just customers there. This guy, I think, it's a much more persuasive kind of story to follow.
I think there's a human story to it, and I think that's pretty cool. I've been trying my best at, muddling my way through talking to these people. I don't want to threaten. I don't want to say the word boycott to them. I don't want to
find out where they're coming from.
Right. But, you know, with our litigious society and the way big corporations are and the way they protect their public relations image inside the community, they don't want exactly to talk to me, and they're not fast in getting back to me. Maybe it's the bureaucracy. Maybe it's the fear. Mm. But I did call
you back, though, right?
Yeah, I got a phone call this morning from a gal who, and it was relatively early. I must have been in the shower, maybe 9:20 or something like that our time, and I get up a little late because I work a little late. But it must have been like 8:20 her time. A gal named Kathy Pennington called me from Target, headquarters or whatever, and she let me know that yes, I don't need to worry about it. That Service Nation and Target are working together. I know you wanted us to work together, and so in fact we are working. She seemed a little confused as to what I wanted.
Yeah, she didn't get your message too accurately then, huh?
No, well, it wasn't. You know, my message wasn't real clear. I just said I wanted to talk about the relationship between and you know that kind of thing. So I called back, and I don't want to ambush Kathy. You know, I don't want Kathy to be flat-footed, so I told her basically that what my concern was with
you told
this,
her voicemail?
Her voicemail.
Okay.
I left a message on her voicemail. And I told her sort of what my concerns were with Service Nation and the summit coming up and the draft, and that kind of thing. So I didn't get a call back. Now, this was early in the morning. She had all
she
day.
She had all
to call,
day.
All
and
day
she
to
called
call
you.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I got a number for her if you're interested. Give it out.
We might do that here. We're going to continue this conversation coming up here in hour number three. We'll also name some other names of some of the other big corporations that are behind this and talk to you about what you want. Hour three coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are you?